This program was originally broadcast in 1997.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartlin. My guest today on Piano Jazz is blues singer and pianist Marcia Ball. Marcia is a woman of many talents. She's a great blues singer. She plays New Orleans-style piano. She writes her own songs. And everything she does is dynamic, exciting, and swinging. And boy, I've heard your records, Marcia, and all that is true.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
It's really great to have you here in New York, all the way from Austin, Texas.
It's great to be here. Any excuse to be here is good, but this was a great invitation.
Well, that's good, but I guess you're also able to be mixing your new record while you're here.
That's right. I'm mastering tomorrow. So
terrific. Well, are you going to favor us maybe with one of the new songs from the record?
Yes, I'd love to. One of the fun pieces.
What's it called?
It's called Crawfishing.
Now, who's this? Is that your song?
No, it's a song by an artist named Clarence Garlow, Clarence Bonton Garlow, who spent a lot of his years playing in Louisiana and wrote not just this song relating to that kind of culture, but others. He's got a song that's similar to Route 66 called Route 90 about traveling from California back home to Louisiana. That's
a Well, he a should be a pretty time. Interesting composer. I'm dying
great,
to hear this song.
A great classic.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we grow
Do your thing.
Crawfishing, 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 crawfishing. Hey, La Basha, meet me on the big bayou. Well, you tell Judy and I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. Bring some homebrew to keep away. Hurry, hurry, for goodness sake. Jerry's coming and so is Sue. Crawfish jumping on the big bayou. Bring some bait for the crawfish line. Now you bring your pal and I'll bring mine. Crawfishing, 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 crawfishing. Hey, La Basha, meet me on the big bayou.
Boy, that is what I would really call a low-down, dirty blues.
It jumps.
It sure does. Now, how would you pick a song like that? You just hear somebody else do it?
As a matter of fact, in this one, I heard my drummer, who's a new guy in the band, but who has a long background of playing swing music. He was one of the original members of Room Full of Blues out of Providence, the Providence, Rhode Island area.
Oh, yeah, great group.
And those guys, have really explored swing and jump and big band, good horn arrangements. And one day, Fran Christina is his name. He was singing this in the bus as we were riding along, and I'm looking for material for my new record. And I said, what is that? And he was surprised I didn't know about it, and we chased it down.
Well, that's a good one. But you write a lot of your own things, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm really interested in how you got started. Now, I read somewhere that you said you were sort of born between two states, like between Texas and Louisiana. How come? How was that?
Well, I'm a border child, I guess you can say.
I'm really a
native of Louisiana, a native in every sense, with a long background of Cajun, French heritage, all on the Louisiana side. And both my parents are from, old Cajun families down there. But we lived in a town 5 miles from the state line, and the nearest hospital was across the line in Texas. So I was actually born in Texas. And I've really appreciated the fact that it gave me a dual citizenship. And I've managed to claim, because both states are so full of history and interesting culture and great music. And that particular part of the country, what they call the Golden Triangle, mm-hmm. and that area that includes Beaumont and Port Arthur, Texas, and Orange, and then Lake Charles, Louisiana, and that area, have given us many great recording blues players, zydeco players, country artists.
See, I'm not really sure what zydeco is.
Now, that's a whole other question. Zydeco is a French music really created by black French people in South Louisiana.
Wow.
It's different from Cajun music. Cajun music would be the white Acadians in Louisiana. But zydeco, which was more often played on a piano accordion rather than a button accordion, which is what Cajun music was played on, has a lot of blues influences, a lot of soul influences. And the man who's credited with really bringing zydeco forward, if not inventing it outright, is Clifton Chenier. And he played a big piano accordion. And in all the Clifton that I've listened to, I hear a lot of influence from Chicago blues, and especially from Otis Spann.
Really?
The blues piano player.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did you get into all this? Was your family background? Were there musicians in the family?
Yes. My grandmother played piano. Her father was even a musician. Her father was a composer, and actually there are a few pieces of published material by my great-grandfather. They lived in Lafayette, Louisiana. He lived in Brobridge. He came from Belgium and lived in Brobridge and founded the little town band there and the little theater, and he wrote music. And he had four daughters, and they, I think they all played at one time, but my grandmother was the one that carried the piano into her adulthood. Her daughter played, my Aunt Meredith, and then they passed it down to my generation.
So you're really kind of steeped in it.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
And then you started composing your own music.
Being in a family like that gave me a sense of how much pleasure you can get from just playing music in the home. Whether I'd ever gone forward with it this way, I didn't imagine that I would. In fact, at one point in my adolescence, I pretty much dropped piano altogether and, you know, became just a...
I'm glad you didn't do it.
A high school, you know, kid. But...
I'm glad you got over that.
Me too. I'm glad I got to go back to it.
Well, play one of your songs, something
All right.
you've written. I would. This, in fact, is this on your new record?
No, this is on a record that I think it's two records ago that I had out, and it's called That's Enough of That Stuff.
That's a good title.
Which came to me as often hooks do in eavesdropping on other people's conversations.
You heard that through the wall,
right? Pretty much. But what this song is a really example of the New Orleans style of Professor Longhair's style, and I'll do some Professor Longhair in a little bit. But
oh, good.
Of that rumba bass, syncopated right hand, and in this song, I talk about a lot of my musical mentors in New Orleans.
Great.
Party started at 4 o'clock, went to the midnight hour. Everybody got so high, couldn't get much higher. The landlord come at 6 and 10, said, last time I told you, 12 o'clock I'm calling the cop, and this party better be over. That's enough of that stuff, gonna tear the whole place up. We got a little too little, a lot too much. That's enough of that stuff. We had Fats down playing on the jukebox, Fats on the radio. They had Toots on the piano in the living room, with the Neville singing Ico, Ico. Queenie in the kitchen, Dr. John in the hall. Everybody having a ball. Irma and Smiley, Shirley and Lee. Ain't nobody telling me that that's enough of that stuff. Gonna tear the whole place up. We got a little too little, a lot too much. Woo, now that's enough of that stuff.
Goodness me. I'm just watching you. I'm thinking she must have, you must have practiced a lot as a kid to get that strong left hand, wonderful rhythmic feeling.
I think I'm a left-handed piano player.
Well, I'm not belittling your right hand either, but I mean it's not easy to play that strong. Did you practice, or did you just sort of fall into doing this?
I think I fell into it habitually, but I'll be honest with you. I can remember, you know, the trying to stretch my hands to make that octave so I could start striding and doing the, yeah, so I could reach in Boogie Woogie.
Well, did you ever listen to those? Maybe you never heard these guys. Albert Ammons,
yes.
Need Lux Lewis.
Yes, I still listen to them.
Boy, I mean, that's really hard to do, some of those boogie riffs that they had. I mean, I still listen to the music. I've never been a great player in that area, but I really admire it. And I would like to sort of try to get in this some way, maybe play a little bit with you. If you got something that maybe we could do together, like we could sing and play, and then in the middle you can let me take a couple of choruses.
Let's try this.
You'll accompany me.
Let's try this.
Okay, what'll we do?
Let's do a little blues number.
And what's this called?
It's called Woke Up Screaming.
Oh, goodness me. Well,
let me exercise my scream here for a minute.
I thought that Woke Up Screaming would be an up-tempo tune. It was rather a relaxing scream for me.
Oh.
Like a medium-tempo blues, but that was nice. I'm having a really nice time. It's been so enjoyable having you here, Marcia.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, meanwhile, we only have a few more minutes, so maybe it'd be fun if you'd do another Professor Longhair tune.
I would love to. We go to Carnival, go to Mardi Gras in New Orleans every year, and it's my favorite holiday. Even
imagine.
More than Christmas or anything. It's the totally adult holiday, and so we always play this as a standard down there. And
what's
and
it called?
It's called Go to the Mardi Gras.
Of course. What
of
else?
Course.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
We're going down New Orleans, going to see the Mardi Gras. Going down New Orleans, going to see the Mardi Gras. You're going to get to New Orleans. Somebody gonna show you what the carnival for.